This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP all week this week. B. Mitch, you know it's a big baseball day or there's big baseball news when we spend the whole day on B. Mitch and Finley on baseball.
I tell you.
And we're going to continue with the baseball trend.
For people out there that thought I was trying to avoid talking about, I'm not trying to avoid talking about anything. But we talk about every sport. And right now, when you have a manager and a GM being let go, that's more important than anything right now.
Yeah.
I have no problem talking about Terry. And we will talk about
We'll talk about Terry
but
tomorrow.
I'm not going to speculate anything. So if you're looking for speculation, tune into other shows, not this one. I don't speculate.
Joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV for MassinSports.com, is Mark Zuckerman. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Nice quiet off day here. Nothing really to discuss.
I wish it was quiet.
Yeah, what'd you make of yesterday? Did you have any inkling that this was going to come down or anything? And how shocking was it to you when ultimately you got the news that Davey and Mike Rizzo were let go?
Yeah, I don't think anybody saw it coming yesterday, at least. You know, once they go through the 11-game losing streak, you kind of, your ears perk up and you're thinking, okay, I may need to be on alert here and be ready for the potential of something happening at some point. But once they made it through, specifically Davey, once he made it through that, they played better on the West Coast. You know, they won 2 out of 3 from the Tigers to start the homestand. So in my mind, I really wasn't thinking in those terms as far as anything happening immediately. I was maybe thinking something along the lines of the All-Star break to be paying attention to. And certainly in Mike Rizzo's case, I didn't think that would be something that would be addressed until the end of the season. So I was very surprised that that move was made, you know, when it was just after they get swept by the Red Sox. But when you look at it, you can say what we've seen over the last month in particular on the field, and then in over a longer stretch of what you've seen throughout the organization and where they are as they try to build a championship team again, you can understand why ownership got to a point that said, this isn't working. If we kind of already know that we're not going to be bringing guys back or not picking up their options for next year, maybe we just go ahead and make the moves now instead of waiting.
It seems kind of strange that you have no one. Well, now they finally, I think they offer someone the job. But when I see people getting released, the importance of having that coach who directly talks to the players, moving right into that is vitally important in my mindset. They didn't have that available yesterday. And it seems like they weren't prepared, in a sense, to let both people go. My thought was like, oh, you went to David and went to Rizzo to say, hey, we need you to fire the head coach. He said, no. And then they say, okay, well, we'll let both of y'all go. That's what it seems more like to me.
You know, I've heard that line of thinking over the last 18 hours, and I don't know any of it to be sure myself.
Yeah.
But I can understand why that would be a conclusion that people would draw, and I'm not going to discount the possibility that that's what it was. I do think you make a good point that usually when you fire a manager, you have somebody ready to go to step in. And sometimes that's your bench coach, sometimes it's your AAA manager, sometimes it's even somebody from outside, but mm-hmm. you've been working on this for a while and you prepare it. And what you saw here is that it does look like everyone's kind of blindsided by this. Now, Miguel Cairo, their bench coach, very close with Davey, has been with him the last couple of years, but has known him in baseball for a long time. Managed briefly for the White Sox a couple of years ago at the end of the season when Tony La Russa had to go on medical leave. I don't know that he has necessarily aspired to take over this, and I'm sure as a close friend of Davey, this would be a very awkward situation for him if he does accept it, if they do offer it to him. So you have that. You have Matt Lecroy at AAA, really beloved guy who's been in the organization since 2009 at all levels, has managed everywhere. But his team at AAA has an even worse record than the Nationals do at the big league level. And, you know, he's a 49-year-old who can be a little rough around the edges, a good old country boy from South Carolina. I don't know how he would come across as a big league manager necessarily. So it's not like they had an obvious replacement in-house, which is one of the reasons that I thought this might not happen for a while, because usually you would have somebody ready to go if you felt like you were going to make that move.
Talk with Mark Zuckerman from MassinSports.com here on the Rude Guest Hotline. B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP this week. The timing a week out from the draft, you know, just 6 days away from the draft now, is a little bit strange to fire the general manager. I guess it's happened once before with the Royals back in the early 2000s. Do you feel like there was anything to do with the draft that was involved in firing Mike Rizzo, or was this ultimately just, we're going to make a move now, and it just so happened to be a week out from the draft?
I think it's more likely that. I think it probably had something to do with the timing of these contract options that were, you know, due at some point in July, which is a little curious anyways. Like, why would you have a GM's contract option have to be picked up right in the heart of one of the busiest times of the season? But my guess is it had more to do with that than anything. And, you know, I'll say this. They've known they've had the number one pick in the draft since the lottery in December. They've had plenty of time to evaluate and scout. And Mike Rizzo and all of his guys were out there watching these various players play over the spring and into the first part of the summer. I don't know for a fact that they had already picked who it was going to be, but they probably have a pretty good idea who the choice is. And so I don't know that his dismissal is going to change a lot in that regard. You have some very experienced, very well-trusted people who run the scouting department who ultimately make that decision. I don't think Mike DiBartolo is going to step in and say, no, this is my call now. That's not really who he is. That's not his background. So I don't know that it would make a difference one way or the other, whether Rizzo was still here or not, as far as who they end up picking. I'll say this, and I don't know if this went through the learners' minds at all, but if one of the reasons that you decided that you need to make a change of your GM for the first time in 16 years, if one of the reasons is that you look at their drafting and developing over a decade now and at the lack of quality big league players that they've produced, then maybe you're saying to yourself, do we want him to be the one ultimately selecting the number one player in the draft next week? Is that a bad look if we believe that ultimately he has not done a good enough job in that regard? So I think that's, you know, an interesting symbolism, at least to the timing of all this.
For I don't know, DiBartolo or DiBartolo, how do you pronounce the guy's name? I don't know what that is. Can you tell me what you know about him?
Yeah, Mike DiBartolo. Okay. He joined the team in 2012, actually, as an intern, and has worked his way up to becoming the basically top assistant GM. They have several assistant GMs, but he's been the top guy for several years now. Completely different background than Mike Rizzo. He's in his 40s, I believe. He went to Tufts and Columbia Business School. His background before baseball was working in business investments and analytics. So it's not a scout's background at all, completely different from Mike Rizzo. Now, I think he's been an important voice in the organization, kind of behind the scenes here for a while. Someone who I'm sure in his mind has always thought that he could be somebody who could run an entire department. We'll see. I mean, this is the move you make when you decide to make an in-season move. You promote someone from within. He's going to have, you know, 3 months to kind of be on trial and show everyone what he can do. Is he ultimately one of the top candidates for the job long term? I don't know. But he's going to get a head start, at least, over anyone else they might decide to interview when the season is over and make his case for it. But it is very different. He has not been out front very much. I've talked to him all the time. He's around a lot, but not somebody who seeks a lot of attention, not real, a lot of media experience in that regard. But you know what? Neither did Mike Rizzo have any of that when he first joined in 2006, and he came a long way.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talking with Mark Zuckerman from MassinSports.com here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Mark, do you get any sense that this is going to change the way the team operates, whether you're going to actually see them spend money in free agency and go sign guys, or even just in terms of the way that they're running their baseball operations, where maybe they become more analytically driven and they go hire a general manager, whether it's DeBartolo or whether it's going and signing someone from, say, the Tampa Bay Rays to try and go with that approach? Or is this just... it was time to move on from Rizzo and Davey?
I think that is the number one question here, Toby. And are they just saying, we think we do things the right way, we just need some different voices in charge? Or is this ownership saying, the way that we've gone about this hasn't worked and we need to do a complete revamp of everything? I don't know the answer to that. I'm not sure anybody knows the answer to that other than the people in charge at the top of the organization. I would love to hear more from them about what their vision is for all of this. And truthfully, if I'm a candidate for the GM job or the managerial job eventually, I've got a lot of questions for Mark Lerner and company. Uh-huh. What is your short-term vision? What is your long-term vision? Are you going to treat this like a big market team? Are you going to treat this like a small market team? Are you open to doing things differently, more in the analytical side? Are you open to investing in a lot of things that don't just involve major league players and payroll, but other things across the organization? These are all really important questions about the direction the franchise is going. Oh, and by the way, are you still looking to sell the team, or are you committed to staying here for the long term? Are you going to operate this like you used to when the team was an annual contender, or like we've seen the last few years? They have to answer those questions. They need good answers for all those questions, whatever those answers are, so that the people they end up hiring know what they're getting into. And, you know, I would love for the Mark Lerner or someone else to come out and kind of tell us all this. But it, to me, it's even more about what you say than what you do. Let's see with your actions what your intentions are and how you want to proceed running this organization.
Do they understand that they don't have no buffer no more? You just let go a guy that's been around for 20 years and a lot of people like him. And now you just let him go and you're going to be bringing in a guy. Well, you got a guy right now that have no experience per se. All that blame goes to you. And when fans start going straight to you, their response to you is going to be a major difference. So if you're not going to spend money, you may as well let it go.
It's a great point. You know, Mike Rizzo took a lot of bullets on behalf of the Lerner family for a lot of years. And not to say that he wasn't culpable for a lot of his own decisions that he made, but yes, he was the one who was put out there to have to answer a lot of things that maybe he shouldn't have had to answer or to say things that he knew weren't 100% true, but didn't want to make his bosses look bad in the process. So, yeah, I hope they do realize that. I hope they proceed here with really a different vision for how they can operate. And that means both, as I said, their actions, but also how they present themselves publicly. I mean, they say very little publicly. It would be great to hear from them. What is your intention? What is your vision for where this is going? And I don't know if they're the types to make that kind of change. They've been doing this a long time, not just in sports, but in business. So I don't know if they're suddenly going to change their whole approach to everything. But you're right. The spotlight is now entirely on them because you just fired the only other two people who had been commanding the spotlight.
They don't have the press secretary anymore. That's how Mike Rizzo was. He was taking the bullets for them. They won't be taking them no more.
Real quick, Mark, I want to get your reaction to this. Barry Sferluga wrote a really good piece in the Washington Post talking about them getting fired, and he had mentioned that he felt the vibe going down in spring training, and he didn't write it, I guess, just because he didn't know if it was fully true just from being down there for a week, but he said he got the vibe that Davey, Rizzo, even the players to an extent had gotten too comfortable. You're in there darn near every day. Do you agree with that? I've been over there as well, and I can kind of see where Barry's coming from. Do you agree with that they'd gotten maybe a little bit too comfortable and almost complacent?
Yeah, I think it's a reasonable conclusion to come to without really knowing what's going on inside anyone's heads. I think that the real tell of all that is that whenever something didn't go right, whether it was an individual game or a player or a, you know, road trip or decisions that were made, blah, 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 how often was there any accountability for any of it? And that can mean, you know, players getting benched for not playing well or not performing well or sent down to the minors. It can mean, you know, the manager and his coaches who took a lot of heat. You know, they were all retained, not just coming into the season, but they were all retained back last August when a lot of people thought, that seems a little odd. Why are you doing that already when there are some serious questions to be asked? And then in Mike Rizzo's case, somebody who seemed to be made out of Teflon, given his longstanding relationship here with the organization. But it did feel like even when things didn't go well, signings, games, decisions, you name it, that there weren't really consequences for it. And so I could see how that might have lent itself to a sense of complacency. Mm-hmm. And, you know, well, I'm not that worried. I'm secure here. Now, listen, they won a World Series, and that bought them a lot of goodwill for a long time, and rightfully so. But eventually you do have to prove that you can do it again, and we got to a point here where it just wasn't happening.
Mark, real quick, do you think Cairo takes the job, or do you think it's going to be Lecroy?
I think it's an awkward situation for Miguel Cairo. It's up to him, ultimately. I'm sure Davey would tell him, do it, do what's best for you, but he may feel a sense of loyalty and doesn't feel like that would be appropriate. So if it's not him, I think Lecroy, or the other name I'd throw out there just from speculation, would be Randy Knorr, who's been in the organization for a really long time, very well-liked, actually lost the job to Matt Williams many years ago, maybe could have been hired back then. Who knows what the organization would have looked like in that case.
Mark, well, I appreciate the time and plenty of stuff to write about. We didn't even get to talk about James Wood and Mackenzie Gore being named All-Stars. It's kind of a shame that all that stuff overshadows it.
It's very unfortunate timing, indeed.
Well, Mark, appreciate the time. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, thank you, guys.
That's Mark Zuckerman of MassinSports.com. Coming up next, we'll get to Heard It Here First.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.